right, let's eliminate you. This morning we're talking in particular about your curb appeal. Making that front yard the neighborhood head turner where people walk or drive by and say, wow, that's awesome. And we're here with Mari Griffin from Marvell Masonry, who has had her own landscaping contracting company, have installed many head turning front yards. You're currently account executive at Marvell Masonry, representing Bellegarde Paver Lines for one. And we're big fans of Bellegarde. And once you get through the preliminaries, how do you start with a client? And if we've got a blank slate, a home on a blank lot, or a lot that's so far gone, it might as well be a blank. Where do you start talking these people through to get an idea of how do we space plan this landscape?
I think, I mean, the best way, at least something that I've always done, is that when you first meet someone, you got to get inside of their mind and what they – everybody has a vision of what they want. And the most effective and efficient and successful you can be is if you can get inside their head. And, I mean, when I was in business, what I used to do is I would tell a client, you know, I want you – before I met with them – personally, I would say, I want you to find some photographs, yeah. Find some go through house or the different internet sites and start looking at pictures of pavers and different houses and driveways and get an idea of what you're looking for. And when you can lay out a couple of ideas, that then gives your landscaper an insight into the design that you're looking for. And it saves time, but it also helps the designer move right into your mind and into your style.
You immediately get to feel, okay, does he want something linear or does he want something indigenous or, you know,
exactly.
some combination of both, whatever.
Right, exactly. And that's, I mean, and then, you know, obviously there's, you know, looking at the house, most, you want to try to give them the most that they can have. And I've had clients, you know, that have very tiny backyards and they're thinking, oh, we can't really do much. It's very tiny. And that is just couldn't be further from the truth. You can take a tiny space. I mean, let's think of the cities in the East Coast where their outdoor space is very, very tiny. But yeah. you can make an amazing outdoor space in a limited amount of space. It's about just using the right products, laying them out the right way, lighting them up the right way. And it's just a beautiful living room under the stars.
Computer technology has made your and my job a lot easier. You're not old enough. But I mean, when I started in the 70s, I would literally, in the back seat of my pickup truck, I would be carrying around 50 or 60 Phoenix Home and Garden magazines, Architectural Digest. I would have New Orleans Garden magazines, Atlanta magazines, Denver magazines. And if I showed up at someone's house and they didn't know what they wanted, we would just go out to the truck and I'd let them dig through my library of magazines and say, well, take these and just tear the pages out you like. And when I get back, we'll have an idea.
Yep.
But boy, with House and Pinterest, you can create your own file. You can go looking. Once you've identified one thing that you like, you're instantly hit with 20 others that are similar. This has really helped us.
Yes, it's an exciting time. I mean, there's so much information at our fingertips, but it can be dangerous as well because sometimes you get a little bit too much information and you think that you have all the answers and truly relying on your landscaper and on the experts of our valley is, I can't stress that enough, to get the dream that you want, you have to put yourself in the hands of a qualified professional and they will make your dream come true.
And the paver industry, as well as the computer industry, has traded, has changed our, I mean, we hardly, there's a new home going up in our neighborhood. They poured a concrete driveway. That's the first concrete driveway I've seen get poured in probably 3 or 4 years. Pavers have changed the industry. We haven't poured a concrete driveway, I know, in at least 10 years. At least.
And concrete, it's, you know, there's just so many issues, whether it's cracking and, you know, a paver, if you
boring.
Think about, yes, if you think of boring, especially, but if you think about pavers, pavers are a field of control joints. And the control joints are what's in concrete driveway to prevent it from cracking. But no matter what, they all crack. But worse than that, imagine if something goes wrong on your property. Now you have to jackhammer and rip all of that out to fix what's below and redo it. If you have pavers, you simply take them up and fix what's
drop them back in.
It couldn't be perfect, more perfect.
And this is a perfect opportunity. I tell people, look, I've laid pavers and I've done dry stack retaining walls. There is no question the pavers are much harder, done and done right. I mean, you want someone that's a professional. You want someone that's ICPI certified. You want somebody that's laid a ton of them because, boy, there's nothing worse than a bad paver job that starts rolling on you and separating on you and all that work, and we got to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pay even more then.
Oh, mercy. So if you're contemplating that, proceed with caution. The paver work is beautiful, but doing it yourself for the first time, try a little area, like where you're going to put the trash can out at the curb and make sure you can get that right, because there's very, very specific steps and very specific material you must use. When we get back, I want to talk about these raised gardens.